Well, a plan leaked by the Coalition late yesterday details the building of 100 dams across Australia and the creation of a new food bowl in the country's north, with an estimated price tag of $30 billion. The plan has attracted criticism from the government and environmental groups, who question its validity and whether it's all part of a pre-election strategy. The Australian Water Association's Chief Executive Officer Tom Mollenkopf isn't so critical.
One of the things that is encouraging is that dams have too long been put off the agenda in terms of an option for security. We've made a lot of policy choices, or at least our political leaders have, to say, no, we're not going to consider desalination, or we're not going to consider recycled water. And dams have been one of those things that have not had positive reviews. They should be part of the policy response portfolio to dealing with water supply security. But the scepticism I have is that it is an election year, and this policy leak, as it were, is very much light on detail. It's really just a whole series of suggested things to look at without any clarity about whether they're really going to actually be able to deliver.
So you'd actually agree with what Tony Abbott said this morning about there being a certain amount of dam phobia in Australia?
I think there has been, yes. And sometimes we've been justified in our concerns about the environmental impacts of dams, but on other occasions I don't think that it's even reached the level of being considered as an option.
Dams can be quite frightening when there's a drought. I suppose at the moment, with the water flowing reasonably freely, they look like a good idea. But how do you design dams for a country which is so much a country of extremes?
I think that's a really good point, that one of the things about dams is that they don't manufacture water. All they can do is capture water when it rains. And so when one's looking at delivering water security for a nation that has such variable and volatile rainfall, we need to include things that are rainfall independent. And that's why options like water efficiency, where we cut our use, looking at recycling and considering desalination in some circumstances, are really important parts of the mix of supply options that we have.
We're talking about as many as 100 across the country. I know a lot of them are planned for the north, but is that something that you would like to see? And if so, where do you think we lack dams in Australia?
Well, one of the things about this policy statement this morning is that I think that we need to be cautious about not getting too intoxicated by the idea of some bold nation-building exercise. This shouldn't be about a nation-building exercise. It should be about considering whether dams are appropriate in particular circumstances. And the reality is that around much of the south and the east of the nation, there aren't that many opportunities for more dams. There may be some opportunities in the north of Australia, but this really does require a lot more in the way of verification and assessment before we can jump in and say we can have another 10, 20 or 50 dams.
Tom Mollenkopf, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Water Association. Well, Stuart Blanch is the Director of the Environment Centre in the Northern Territory. He grew up in the north, and he isn't at all keen on the idea of damming the north of the country.
I think the Coalition's plan is dangerous and very damaging for Northern Australia. It's not going to be supported by the majority of people who actually live in the north and understand it and value it. And this is not a new vision. This is a rehashing of 200 years of visions for Northern Australia, most of which have never turned out to work financially or in terms of crop production or indeed environmentally.
How do you view this leaked policy? Do you think it's serious or do you think it's pre-election rhetoric?
I think the Coalition has talked to anyone around Australia who's got half a crazy idea or thinks of themselves as a visionary about how to use Australia's water to green the deserts. I think they've studiously ignored anybody who has said this is not going to work from a scientific or environmental or financial point of view, and they've dangled it out there to see what the response is, and they'll be looking to see what the media response is, and then when they release their final policy, they'll knock off a whole pile of the rougher edges of this proposal and run with that.
Okay, we've got the Ord River Dam, which has been there for many years, but what other dams are you aware of being included in this prospective policy?
I haven't seen policy, and I don't know exactly what details are in it, but I know from what Coalition or Liberal governments in Queensland, WA and the Northern Territory have said, I would very much imagine there is plans for the dam on the Gilbert River in Queensland. the Warai Dam site on the Upper Adelaide River near Darwin in the Northern Territory. There would be, I'd imagine, a plan for a dam on the Margaret River, which is a tributary of the Fitzroy and the Kimberley. And I expect there's also a plan for that old hoary chestnut to build a canal from the Kimberley to Perth. I would imagine all of those are in it, and I would not be surprised if there was other some more very damaging, grandiose white elephant dams proposed as well for the north.
And what would your main objection be to all of those?
I train as a scientist looking at the impacts of dams and weirs on the River Murray, and I can tell you that when rivers are dammed, inevitably the river loses its health, it loses its fish, it loses its floodplain, and it often loses its estuary, just like the Murray Mouth is now very much impacted by upstream irrigation development.
Stuart Blanch is the director of the Northern Territory Environment Centre.